We're live at EXT, Local 518. Peter and Ello's dropped by. Once again, Peter, it's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me again.
Peter, you're making this a little more challenging for me this time. Usually it's just you and your guitar. This time around, you've brought two other guys as a trio. Are you playing as a trio?
Yeah, bass, drums, and guitar.
Now, these songs, they start out still on the acoustic guitar?
Yeah, I wrote them all on the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
These are like mornings I woke up with my guitar, sat on the couch, and just wrote. Now that I have a band to put the music to, it's really cool.
Do you do the arrangement as well for this? How this is all going to sound?
Yeah, I decide how I want the bass line to go, the drums, and all that. What's great about Pete and my father, the bass player, my father's on drums. I give them an idea, basically, of what I want. Yeah. And then they figure it out from there, which is great.
Who do you have? You have your father, Chipinella, playing drums. Yeah. And Peter Zullo?
He's an old family friend, yep.
Yeah? He's been playing bass a long time.
Yeah, very long time.
A lot of bands he's been in.
Uh-huh.
Now, what year are you in school?
I just graduated high school.
You just graduated school. Yeah. So are you looking at what your next option is?
Yeah, I'm planning on recording some music here in a good studio and maybe releasing some singles. Because I have the content, I just need to bring it to a professional setting. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Was this sort of a natural progression for you to start off playing that acoustic guitar all by yourself and then working your way into to sort of arranging and having a band?
Yep. What's cool about that is like when I wrote them on the acoustic, I hear all the instruments when writing these songs. I don't just hear like the acoustic guitar. I hear the drums. I hear the bass in the back and everything. So when I'm writing it, I have the whole idea in my head rather than just the guitar. So when I get the band working with me, I have a pretty solid idea of how I want it all to come out.
You've been playing a bit around and about. Have you been playing with bands on stage as well?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of blues gigs and stuff like that. That's one of my favorite things to do is play the blues. There's plenty of that around here, which is really cool.
Who are some of your favorite blues artists, blues musicians?
Oh, man. Stevie Ray Vaughan. John Mayer is actually a great blues player. Many people don't know that. Eric Clapton, everybody, all the greats. B.B. King, you name it. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, actually, which is really cool. I got to meet him at the show recently at the Palace Theater. He's one of my favorite players as well.
He's a good guitarist. Nice guy, too. Good.
Very nice guy, yeah.
So Peter, let's have you guys play a couple songs here. Let's get your dad and Peter all warmed up and ready to play. You're going to start off with Let Myself Go?
Let Myself Go, yeah.
Do you want to say anything about these songs, or do you just want to play them?
I don't know if I'm ready to say anything about these songs, you know?
They're kind of new, right?
They're new. The feelings attached to the songs, I would rather not speak about yet, you know?
Okay.
Just playing them to get it out there, you know?
All right. Sounds good to me. We're live at EXT, Local 518, Peter and Ello and his trio. Should we just call you the Peter and Ello Trio?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Town. It's the world that It's where you always fail. Overthinking it slowly, you pretend to know me. All the while you don't know, you're gonna make me let myself go. But you don't seem to care. You don't seem to care. Maybe I'm a bit caught up in myself too. Maybe I'm just jaded, filled to the brim with you. Overthinking slowly, you pretend to know me.
I'm Peter Anello from West Sand Lake, New York. This is your home for local music. Local 518 every day. Keep it on 97.7 EXT.
My space, but lost my words. I had them stolen from my face. Well, there are days when these are worse. It's hard to see what's that in place, because I came around and came back again. You said you had too much on your hands, and I was just part of the issue. I've been torn from my emotions. How will I have what I need? check. Then I wanted more than I could get, because I came around and came back again. And when you came through, you said you had too much on your head, and I was just part of the issue. Yeah, I've been turned from my emotions. How will I have what I need in order to find what I desire on me at all times? Why does it follow me? Why does it follow me at all?
That song there is Follows Me. It's the Peter Anello Trio playing here for us today. Peter and his dad Chip playing drums, and Peter Zillo playing bass. Peter, these are great songs. Thanks for playing these.
Thank you very much.
And you said they're new, and you still kind of have a little feeling in there. Is it hard to play songs that you still have the feeling that you wrote them for?
I think it's a little different. I think eventually that feeling wears off. I don't feel like really speaking about what they're about, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Until 10 years down the line when that person doesn't care anymore. I just don't want to name drop or anything.
Sure, I understand. I understand. But does the feeling, does it make it easier or harder?
I'm glad to have them. They're definitely, music in general, I just listen to, and it relieves any stress or takes my mind off things. So it's really great to have that sort of displacement with my music. So while playing them, for sure, I feel really good.
Playing your songs kind of cathartic. It makes you feel a little bit better when you finish.
Yeah, and plus it's just fun.
Yeah.
And fun makes me happy, so.
You do seem like you're having a lot of fun being a musician.
That's all I can't not have fun doing.
Yeah.
It.
How long have you wanted to do what you're doing right now? I mean, came to us pretty young to start playing some songs for us.
Yeah, when did I come here? 14 years old or 15 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I actually started taking guitar lessons, I think, in 2010 or 2011. I'm not sure. I had no idea this was going to be my passion at all, because I've always liked creating things, and I've always liked, actually I used to draw. Something about the guitar, being inspired by artists who made their living off of it, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I just really want to do that myself, because I believe I really can. So, you know, once I started writing songs, I gained that confidence to be like, all right, this is my thing now. and I've got nothing else going for me, so.
Well, these are some pretty good things to have going for yourself. Peter, let's tell folks how they can find you online. Like, for instance, if somebody were hearing this today and they were like, wow, not only do I want to hear more, but maybe there's somebody who even wants to have you guys come out and play.
I'm on Instagram, just Peter Onello, A-N-N-E-L-O-O, and I'm on Facebook, same thing, YouTube, but yeah, sure, like Facebook and Instagram, I'll post like gigs that are coming up, whatnot, events. So yeah, follow me on Instagram and Facebook. That's really probably the best place to go.
Awesome. Well, Peter, thank you so much for coming by and sharing this. These new songs are great, and I love hearing these guys play your stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. It's really cool.
Still, you don't want to say anything about this next song, this last one you're going to do?
Deja Vu? Well, you know, I can speak a little bit about it.
This one, maybe?
Well, everyone can relate to, like, if you've ever been in a relationship with somebody, and it doesn't work out at some point. Maybe you split up and you get back together again. It's the stupidest thing you can do because it's the same thing. It's just going to happen 5 weeks later. And so I named it Deja Vu. And you don't want to keep going through that. And eventually enough is enough. So it's better to just cut it off soon and not keep repeating. And that's what Deja Vu is about.
Local 518, it's the Peter and Ello Trio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Such a contradiction the way you lose your things. Cause when you're lost and you're looking, you can't find what you're looking for is right behind those eyes. I was the boy who cried in mine. You were the girl that cried too. Maybe it'll all work out the second time. But if it don't, you know it will. Cause we don't want no more deja vu. We had a head spin for a while. We thought that we were quitting. The cards just aren't played right. It's okay to start from the beginning, but I still kept my pride. And she had hers to hide. What you're looking for is right behind those eyes. Crowd never mind. You were the girl that cried it too. Maybe it'll all work out the second time. But if it don't, you know it's true. Cause we don't.
This is Peter Nella of West Sand Lake, New York. Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.